Seat and water, we'll get going because we've got a full agenda and we need to get out home before 10 o'clock tonight, right? Alright, with that I'd like to call to order the public meeting and notification has all been done for the San Francisco Immigrant Rights Commission full commission meeting annual planning session. And all phones need to be turned off as a reminder. For what date do we have today? We have the 10th. With that, Madam Clerk, where are you? There you are. Okay. Could you please do roll call? Mm-hmm.
Commissioner Chi.
Present.
Commissioner Cole. Commissioner Insani is excused. Commissioner Fuentes.
Here.
Commissioner Gaim is excused. Commissioner Hale.
Here.
Commissioner Kong.
Here.
Commissioner Maldonado. Commissioner McCarthy.
Here.
Commissioner Moloditskaya is excused. Commissioner Moses.
Here.
Commissioner Ng. Commissioner Paz. Commissioner Tom.
Here.
And the commission has a quorum.
Okay, thank you for that, Madam Clerk. With that, I'd like to move on to item number 3, which is the approval of the previous minutes, approval of November 14th full commission minute meeting. They'll give us all a second to review, and if we have no objections, we'll ask for an approval if there is no objections.
I move approval.
Can I have a second?
A second.
Okay, we have a second at that. Is there anybody opposed? See none, so moved. Okay.
I think we have the date on the current day's agenda, however.
Vera, a little too late.
We've just moved it.
Do you want me to open it up again or over that?
No, not
okay, all right, moved. Okay, perfect.
I just wanted to call it that we need a date.
Okay, so item 4. So at this stage, for those who are new here, this is the time of the year where we all get together and we take a look at our commission and we re-elect our officers. Right in front of you today, there's going to be 2 officers up. It's for the chair and the vice chair. So if I may, just like last year, we asked for nominations and then at the last minute there was quite a few nominations. So we had quite an interesting roundabout with regard to who should be chair and who should be vice chair. And it went well, it was fine, democracy played well. I would, however, like to avoid a kind of a repeat of that if that's going to be the situation here today. If there's any nominees that would like to put their name forward now, we would greatly appreciate it. So
do we have poured
out on so
far?
Yeah, actually, before I'm getting ahead of myself, before I get into the next phase, let me just have the director weigh in on this and take it to the next level.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, commissioners, we only received 3 nominations. 2 for chair and 1 for vice chair. So for chair, we received 2 nominations for Angus McCarthy as chair, and those were forwarded by Commissioner Maldonado and Commissioner Fuentes. And then for vice chair, I received 1 nomination, and that was from Commissioner Maldonado. The nomination was for Commissioner Fuentes as vice chair. So we only have 2 names that have been forwarded to my office by the December 27th deadline.
Okay, with that, is there, and we'll start with the chair this time around, I think the last time we started with that, is there any other nominee for chair?
Beside what?
Beside myself. That's something.
Move the nomination to close.
So, through the director, so I can officially...
Well, does the chair accept the nomination for another term?
Do I answer that now, or do we close?
Well,
we close
you need to second the nomination.
Second.
Oops.
Okay. Need to change the tone, too. The Christmas is over. That might be the Grim Reaper, though. That could be hit off. A bit of a Grim Reaper tone. So do we need to close?
I mean, that nomination be closed.
Okay. Is there any objection?
Call for question.
Okay. So see no objection. So so we can move on to the election.
Oh, wait. Call for question. He does accept then.
I'm going to get into that right now, Bill.
Oh.
Okay. So I'm just closing the nomination part. So the question to me now right now that's on the floor right now is will I accept the chair? And I would be honored and privileged to accept the chair.
Okay.
I would, however... I would be honored and privileged, and I will always accept the chair. The key for me is, though, at some point we have to, and we really need to start looking at a new chair here going forward, too, because I think it's important in the interest of democracy that It's rotated, okay?
We'll wait till that time comes.
So I'd be honoured and privileged, and I thank you for your support, and you've heard me talk a million times, so it's like preaching to the choir, so I'll save you all that. So with that, if I may move on to the second item that's on this action item.
Which wait, you need to... sorry, a nomination's been made, so someone needs to second the nomination.
That's right. That's right. I was going on to the second.
Okay. Yeah,
I was
going.
And then you have to vote.
Yes. I'm going on to the second item the second item on four, which is the vice chair. Right. That's where I was going.
No. I thought you would go ahead and...
Yeah, you said you were going to vote for chair first, and then after the chair, then you do vice chair.
Call for question. Just call all in support of your nomination.
We just say aye.
Okay. Fine. Okay. I'll probably pass that. Okay.
Aye.
Any objections? See none.
Okay.
Item's closed. Okay. Is that right?
Kind of, sort of.
Oh, we do.
Close enough to pass.
Yeah, it's close enough.
You've been around this long enough. Okay, so we're legal. Okay, fine. So with that, I'd like to open the nomination for the vice chair. So do we have any other candidates for the vice chair?
Well, I would like to nominate Florence Kong.
Okay.
Even though she appears, and for people who are newer than she is, even though it appears she is brand new, she actually was with us for a year before, and so we know her to be faithful and regular.
Okay. Okay, so right now on the floor we have two nominations. We have Vice Chair Fuentes and we have Florence Kong as another. Do we have any other nominees for the Vice Chair?
Would that nomination be closed?
Can I get a motion for the nomination then to be closed if there's no more candidates?
Move.
Can I second?
Would you ask them if they accept?
Okay, no, I'm going to do that now. I'm just closing out the... So, with that, I'll start with Commissioner Fuentes. Do you accept the vice chair position if you're...
Yes, I would be really honored to serve the commission, the city, and the community again. And I know that we can really achieve a lot of goals this year together, and so...
Okay.
I really accept it.
Commissioner.
I actually not expected that. I have this honor to be nominated. But I don't want to disappoint Vera, Commissioner Haley.
Okay.
So I think we can just vote.
Okay, you would accept. You say you accept the.
Please.
Okay, perfect. Okay, thank you so much for that, and thanks for your candidacy. Okay, with that, then I'd like to. Do we do a show of hands, or do you want to do a ballot, Director?
Okay, so Commissioners, your process would be you need to have each of these nominations seconded, and then you call each candidate. Do you want to do it in the open or by secret ballot? It's up to you.
Okay.
Okay. So why don't we close, get a second on both nominations, and then the staff will pass out a ballot to everyone, and just put your candidate, and then the staff will collect the ballots for you.
I believe we have a second on all the candidates.
Yes.
We do.
Yes.
For the record, do you have it?
Yeah, we do, yeah.
No, I don't have it.
No, you don't.
Okay.
You only have a first. So Commissioner Maldonado nominated Commissioner Fuentes. You need a second for that.
Second.
Okay.
Seconded by Commissioner Moses. And then Commissioner Hale nominated Commissioner Kong, and you need a second for that nomination.
I'll second
it. Okay. All right. Perfect. All right. Thank you. So with that, then, we will close the nomination, and we will take votes from here. So why don't we do this? So we'll do it in what way? Do you want to do this? Just the two names?
Yeah. Just write down the name of the person that you want for vice chair.
Mm-hmm. And let's not turn this into a Florida thing now again. Like that. It's a joke here, like Florida, you know. Where Florida vote, Republican, Democrat vote down there. So close.
And then ISIS will come around and collect your ballots.
Okay.
And do you want us to tally it up on?
Yes.
Or just read it
out? We'll do it over here. Well, you can do it up there, I guess. Yeah.
Okay.
If you're ready, just hold your. But don't let us see it.
Secret.
Cole is outside.
Who? Okay, we'll meet.
You want me to? Good, huh?
Is that okay?
Excitement.
Yeah, we have.
My apologies for being late. I couldn't find parking.
Yeah, it's very tough.
I always do DBI. You know what DBI is?
That's right.
It's a block.
It's a lot.
It's 60.
Yeah. Block and a half, yeah. It's only like a dollar.
Oh, no. My goodness.
$2,012. Don't try to park at 875 Stevenson anymore.
Why?
It's They're doing easy. Construction to turn it into Twitter. I'm in the back building. And it's like a constant construction thing. You can't even get in the garage.
So, elected in what chair?
Yeah. Oh, good. No position.
Well, I'm not here anymore.
Yeah,
I think so. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. I'm a
the
city.
The die smart.
Yeah. Because they have enough monthly people that I don't think they...
I wish we had commissioners.
Yeah. They chopped
I have to get used to this. Yeah, well, I love your new glasses.
Yeah, well, there's less.
You look very, very like a professor type now. Very academic looking. So.
Yeah, he knows that. Yeah, I love those glasses.
They look good in you.
Yeah, they do.
I'm going for glasses myself now.
Yeah.
I can't see anything.
I know. I mean,
I'm fighting it all the way to you.
You broke a little. Okay.
Congratulations.
Okay, we have a decision. Decision. So,
okay.
Commissioners, the results of your poll are Fuente 6 and Kong 3.
Okay, thank you so much, and thank you for that. And thank you, Commissioner Kong, and thank you, Commissioner Fuentes, for your service. And so, I look forward to working with you, obviously, Vice Chair.
Yeah.
We're used to each other. And that always helps. But once again, looking down the road, I always look at our mission statement. I think it's always a good time just to talk about it. The mission of the Immigrant Rights Commission shall be to improve, enhance, preserve the quality of the civic participation of immigrants in the city and county of San Francisco. And that ultimately, in that sense, is what we're all about here. So in that spirit, if we can keep that up and looking forward to a new year, feel really strong that we got a great mayor. He comes from us. He comes from our arena.
Yeah.
And it's a great thing for the city. And I believe the immigrant community will be well looked after as best he can. And I think this commission... while he's in charge, will really enhance its position. And that's our ultimate goal, to keep exposing ourselves out there to all the immigrant community. And so thank you for that. And so before we get into new business, just want to thank the staff once again for putting this together, the coffees and everything, and also to thank them very, very much for the Christmas party, which I think was a good success.
Yeah.
You know, it was a very social type of event, but I felt that there was a lot of stuff talked about, and it's just good to let everybody know. I know that the Mexican ambassador or consulate came up and had a good chat with me, and I think it really amazes me that it's just when you meet these people face to face and they can put a face on these commissions, they can see the advantages of using us and stuff, and I really see things like that in the future if we keep promoting ourselves, that they will use us as best for their needs as consulates in the city. And once again, thanks to staff for that. I think it was a great little success and all the sponsorship, and it's not an easy thing to put together on. So much stuff going on. All right. With that, okay, thank you very much, staff. With that, we are going to move. As you know, I'm going a mile a minute here because I really want us to spend all our time on this here.
Mm-hmm.
New business. Has anybody got new business they'd like to bring up? I will remind that we're going to be discussing possibility a lot of new businesses and our goals and objectives here later on. So if you could put out Commissioner Chief.
At our last meeting, we were talking about highlighting immigrant achievements, like one person a month. Are we still going to do that? Or?
Yeah, that was Vera's. Vera kind of initiated
that's on your
that
agenda for today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to do that, and that's we're going to keep to that plan. It's a really exciting program, I think. Any other new business, folks? Okay, I'd like to recognize Commissioner Paz here, who just got here.
Thank
so
you. I'm sorry. I'm
not
late.
At all.
I made it.
Glad you're here. And trust me, at this stage, I'm real happy just Commissioner show up for my meeting. All right. Okay. Yes. All right. So if there's no more business, I'd like to close that. And then at this stage, we will turn it over to the annual planning session, opening remarks. I think I pretty much said what I've got to say.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll just roll on into you, Chair. So if we can start the session, we greatly appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. Commissioners, first of all, on behalf of the staff, we want to thank you. We had a really productive year, thanks to you. I think the highlight of the year was the consulate reception, and we wanted to thank Commissioner McCarthy and Commissioner Ng, because a big part of that was their generous donation of the beverage and the pig. And the pig was
Where did the pig end up? There was a lot of pig there.
Yeah. We gave it to some of the community staff that volunteered for the event, and some commissioners and staff. The mayor loved the pig and said that it was the freshest pig he ever tasted. They should have had one for his inauguration.
Yeah. No.
So it was a great way, from the staff's perspective, for all of us to end the year. We are... did you want to do this?
Yes, why not? Okay. So obviously... which I was going to do this later on, but we can do it now, which is Commissioner Ritchie is no longer with us, so we actually have a certificate of honour for her, which Adrian so greatly put together, as she always does to all exiting commissioners, for her, and we wish her the best and good luck in the future. Obviously, the upside of it all, we got a good commissioner back again, Commissioner Kong. So thank you for coming back to us and not giving up on us and coming back here to do the good work of the immigrant community. If you'd like to say a few words, just to kind of where you went and why you're back, or I get you when your mouth is full.
Commissioner Ritchie resign, or what's happened?
I believe the mayor made a reappointment.
Oh, promotion.
Oh, her term was up?
Yeah.
And we never saw her in 3 meetings.
Yeah.
Well, the reason I really want to come back is that, first of all, I myself is an immigrant. I think the Immigrant White Commission's mission and work is very, very meaningful. And United States depends on the immigrants' effort and hard work to be so successful. And I see that this commission is so much energy under the leadership of our chair and vice chair, as well as our executive director, Han. I see that besides I have the opportunity to really put my effort to help the immigrant, I also can learn from all those meetings and activities. So, and I see all our commissioners, their heart, and it is a really, really a good model for us and for the generation to come to follow.
Thank you. Thank you, Commissioner. All right, Director, back to you.
Okay. So we are waiting for Commissioner Cole, who's on her way over from City Hall. But
okay.
Meanwhile, the staff have prepared a little entertainment for you. Okay, so we're going to play a little game of Jeopardy. I guess if we could bring that closer.
Oh, I love Jeopardy.
Yeah. Okay, so this is called a Social Justice Jeopardy.
Name
okay, so
one.
Danielle and Isis are going to introduce the game to you. How many of you watch Jeopardy? The show Jeopardy. So you know that what's behind the little stickers are the answers, and you have to ask the right question, right? Is that how it goes, Danielle? Okay, so Danielle and Isis are going to get us started, and this is just meant to be, it's not a real quiz, it's just a little fun that we thought of. Go ahead, Danielle.
Well,
sure.
Any incentive? What do we get for winning?
A nice warm feeling.
What you win at the beginning,
yeah.
The winners get a free, a staff credit, meaning you can make any reasonable request to the staff, and we will fulfill your wishes.
I like that one.
Okay.
I like that one.
Sorry.
I like that one.
I
didn't
really
choose.
Sorry.
So let's start with Commissioner Ng, and we'll go around the table. So go ahead. Which category, and for how many points? And we'll go ahead and keep track of your points, and that's how we'll find out who the winner is.
Community.
Community?
Who are we starting with?
Oh,
we start with you.
For me?
Yeah.
Or you can just make it anybody
yeah.
could call.
Oh,
around.
Anybody.
Anybody.
City. What one?
City for one? Okay. So in 1939, San Francisco's World Fair was celebrated at this location.
Do we give the answer?
The answer in the form of a question, remember.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, so what
is,
raise your
what,
hand.
What is Treasure Island?
That's correct.
Okay, so I'm not going to raise my hand anymore.
I went like this. That's Jeopardy.
Jeopardy,
yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, Isis will call.
Yeah. So you'll read the question and Isis will call.
And someone
will
raise my hand.
Yes. We also have a little timer. Okay.
Go ahead and choose the next category.
Global for two.
Global for two. This now stands as the epicenter of the atomic bomb blast in Hiroshima.
Now stands the epicenter.
What is the center?
What is the center?
This now stands as the epicenter.
Where is Nagasaki?
Hiroshima.
Well, the first one.
I thought Hiroshima was first and Nagasaki was.
What is. Perfect. That was what we were missing.
Okay, no one knows?
No.
It's the Peace Memorial Park.
Okay, wrong on that.
Okay.
Which city is it in?
So we can choose the next category.
What city is it in, she said?
It's in.
Isn't it Hiroshima?
Yeah, Hiroshima. That's what I said, Hiroshima.
Okay, so she wanted the name of the place. The
yeah,
place.
Yeah, no, I understand.
You have the right city.
Just for our sake,
you
know.
You have the right city.
I took that class.
Commissioner Tom, you want to pick the next category?
I didn't get it.
Oh, but so, you raised your hand.
Oh, well, I'll take community for two.
Community for two. This San Francisco neighborhood has its own debit card to increase local spending and support small businesses.
Where is the Castro?
No.
What is
no.
The What is the Tenderloin?
No.
What is the
what
is Chinatown?
No. What is South Market? Nope.
What is the Senior
Mission.
Gold Card?
It's a mission.
It does that.
Heights.
Both
it's
those
called
things.
Colonel Bucks Program.
Oh,
really? What?
Know that.
Wow.
I know
that.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good one. I didn't know that.
Come on. I want to win this.
Yes, why don't you use the next category?
Okay. Immigrants, two.
Immigrants for two. Located in the middle of San Francisco Bay, this immigration station was routinely the first stop for immigrants crossing the Pacific Ocean.
Oh, where?
What is
Angel Island? Angel Island.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You knew the answer.
I don't know.
They get to split it.
Can I pick one?
Okay.
Immigrants for four. I'm going to go for broad.
Yeah, let's continue to go for
immigrants. Immigrants for four. So sad. This is the percentage of immigrants in San Francisco.
That's
what
good
is
one.
36%?
The percentage of immigrants in San Francisco.
What is 39%?
No. Within one percentage point, right?
What?
Or do you want them exactly?
Which number is 46%?
Exactly.
Oh my gosh.
Wait. So
what is 46%? What is 42%?
So no one got it? Anyone else?
What is 36?
That's
what I
said.
Yeah,
34%.
Oh,
it's dropped. That's interesting. It's dropped from the previous census.
Okay.
Didn't I say 36?
You said 37.
More people. That's closer.
Yeah. No, so he's been about 33. That was 40
something. That's why I was there.
Some more people have come in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She said
37.
It's plateaued, actually.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's keep the commissioner.
Okay, then I'm going to go global for four.
You're really going for the
global for four. We have. This color is associated with mourning in Persia.
Mourning in Persia.
Mourning, like funeral?
Morning.
Like funeral. Oh, okay. Red?
Nope.
What is white?
Nope.
Green?
Nope.
Purple.
No.
What is red?
No.
Oh, no, that's what I was already saying.
Okay. It's light brown.
Light.
To symbolize the color of dying leaves.
Mm. Okay.
Wow.
That's so obscure.
We're not too many. not too many epidemics on this
Commissioner Hale, do you want to
choose
the next category?
Let's try four in the city.
City 404. In the Excelsior neighborhood, the street was originally named China, but was renamed during World War II to accommodate changes in the political climate.
What's Bayview?
Oh,
what is Naples?
Nope. Anybody else?
What is Geneva?
Nope.
Avalon?
Nope.
What is Vienna?
Nope.
Avalon?
No.
What is Berlin?
What is Brazil?
No. Nope.
What
is
Moscow?
Excelsior Avenue.
Excelsior?
Yeah, and Japan and India is renamed as well.
Wow.
As well as
China. China should not have been renamed.
Yeah. Okay.
Two. Major ally.
Commissioner Chief, you want to the next category?
Community for three.
Community for three. According to the U.S. Census data for 2010, this is the fastest growing demographic in San Francisco.
What?
Yeah.
What is China?
The fastest growing demographic.
Demographic.
No.
Demographic. Oh, families okay. Live in San Francisco.
Oh, leaving. Oh, yeah. What's Bayview?
No, not leaving. It's what's the fastest growing demographic?
That's what I thought, yeah.
I know, but that's growing too.
People or like fastest growing ethnicity.
Older.
Ethnicity?
Fast growing ethnicity or?
Demographic.
Older Asia.
Adult.
Chinese.
What is
Asia?
I mean,
people
so
over
could
the
be
age
ethnicity
of
or a group of a population.
Oh,
I see Asia.
Age,
Asian.
Sorry.
Asian.
Mm-hmm.
Aging.
Asian.
Okay. That kind of joke.
Is it, I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
Well, we already have an answer.
They say Asia.
Yeah, we have an answer.
So,
it's Asia.
Oh, you do?
Asia.
Sure.
Oh, correct.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Asia, yeah.
What category?
Global 3.
Global for 3. We have... This is the national bird of India.
The peacock.
Peacock.
There you go.
Wow.
I knew I was global.
For sure.
Why peacock? Why? What's the reason?
It's a symbol of wisdom.
That is their bird.
It's a symbol of wisdom is the reason for the peacock.
Do you know the reason why it's...
You know the reason?
Immigrants for three.
What was that?
Immigrants for three. Are you going to win?
This year, the Board of Supervisors declared San Francisco a sanctuary city.
What year?
This year. 1989. When
was
what
was the year?
What was the year?
He said.
1989.
Commissioner Hale got
in the form of a question.
What
yeah,
is
when
it?
The
yeah.
Commissioner Hale.
1989.
What category?
What happened? Immigrants won.
Immigrants won.
Oh, yeah.
The DREAM Act applies to this specific population of immigrants.
What are students?
Undocumented students who finished high school in the U.S.
Okay.
Close enough.
So now we have community for one. This public square is often referred to as the heart of Chinatown.
Oh, what's that
word?
Portsmouth
Square.
Okay, but who said it first? Okay, global for one, we have this supreme leader of North Korea passed away on December
17, 2011.
Kim Il-sung. Don't know that.
Is he though?
This was a home stadium for San Francisco 49ers for over 20 years before moving to Kendall Square.
You better know that one. Like
community
yeah.
for four. That's
community for four. This district is the most affluent of the entire city.
What
there's Richmond
Pacific
district.
Heights.
Where's Pacific Heights?
The Richmond district.
Remember a normal question.
What is the Richmond district?
What is Pacific Heights?
Do you mean 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
yeah.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11?
Oh, the number of the district?
District 3. Where's District 3?
What is District 2?
District 2.
But it's also District 3.
Last question?
District 2.
Oh. The year the Giants played the first game in San Francisco as the official city baseball team?
1964.
63. No, it
was in 70. No, that was the World Series.
1972?
When they played the first game. When they first played
at San Francisco
the
Giants.
As the official
that was
1960.
Was that 1957?
Nope. 1958.
Oh.
63 was when they were in the World Series.
This is the winner.
All
right.
Sure.
That was good.
Add
up
your points.
I'm going to pass.
I think we should get them to answer all these questions. To Jeopardy.
Yes.
Did anybody get more than 5 points? Did anyone get more than 5 points?
Yes.
Commissioner Maldonado.
The highest points is Maldonado with 9.
Wow. She, that's where she went for the big one.
Second place is Commissioner Hale with 8 points. Mm-hmm. And third place is Commissioner Paz with 5 points.
Right.
Okay. Wow. So each of these commissioners is receiving a certificate. This is good for one.
Mm-hmm.
One wish request from staff. You can send it to me. And your wish will be granted, provided it's legal and moral.
Are they transferable?
No.
Load them all up to Vera.
They expire too, right?
Give them to Vera for birthday present.
Yes, you can imagine your commissioners, you know, like,
very good.
Thank you. That's good.
Thank you.
Okay, commissioners, so we're off to a great start. Wanted to let you know that in about 10 minutes, our representatives from SF Island will be coming to make a presentation. We're really lucky because we were in a meeting with them recently where they were talking about the immigrant integration project for San Francisco. So they will be giving you a sense of what that's about. So what we would like to do is get a sense from you for today, and Danielle's going to describe for me, what would you like to see out of today's session? You have until 4 o'clock. We have your strategic plan, which is already approved. You approved it at your last meeting. So really, the point of today is just for you to identify the activities that you want to accomplish this year that fit into your strategic plan. See what happens when you have a strategic plan? Now all you have to do is work on the activities and not have to go through all of the replanning. And I think we wrote this as a 3-year plan for you. Why doesn't this say at the top? 2-year plan. Yeah. This is a 2-year plan for the commission, and we'll correct some of the headers on the work plan page for you. So that would be one objective that the staff would like to see, that we come out of here with a clear idea of the set of activities that the commission would like to accomplish. But what other things would you like to see come out of today's session?
It's opened up there now.
Don't all speak up at once. Anything else besides, you know, some activities? Clarity on anything? Information?
Last time we talked about having an honor for an immigrant. I don't know if that's monthly or annually. I think Vera talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was bringing up one about having an annual awards thing, and I think that Commissioner Molodetz, no, Commissioner Annie said there used to be something like that, maybe restarting it. That's the only thought I had.
Okay, so awards,
annual award
ceremony or award, okay, and recognition of immigrants, and some of these things are part of
organizations.
Yeah,
yeah, I think, and just to kind of hitchhike off what Commissioner Tom was saying there, I remember the business committee, the commission went up in front of the Board of Supervisors, right? And they did, you know, their top, let's say, I don't know what the format was now, but let's just say, for argument's sake, their top 10 businesses and what they bring to the community, what they've done and what they think community. So I kind of just, I think if we, let's say, at a certain point of the year, earmarked certain people in the community who are doing good work for whatever reason and give them an acknowledgement through the Board of Supervisors. I think you and I talked about this. They have to do the Women's Award and all that.
So like a recognition.
Yeah,
we like used a to do an agent event.
Award to those who were working with immigrants as immigrants themselves.
Okay, so some sort of awards program and a recognition activity. Okay.
So right now, we're just kind of getting kind of the big things that you want to accomplish today, and then we'll, a little further in the discussion, we'll get to the specific activities.
Oh, well, so that's maybe my question is, what, when you ask us what we were interested in adding to the agenda,
right?
I mean, if it falls within this, we don't need to. I mean, because what I'm interested in is a specific ordinance in defense of the sanctuary in the face of the ice wolves.
Okay.
I'd like to have a discussion about
okay,
that
issue. Okay, so discussion of the...
I imagine SF Island will raise it, but I didn't. That's something I'm
they
interested
may or may not, because the immigrant integration project is, I think, in kind of going in a slightly different direction
okay.
that supports that. But, some talk about the status of the sanctuary city ordinance. Okay, and what the commission's role is.
There was a resolution in December to cease honoring ice holds. For the
right.
supervisors passed, and so there's discussion now making that an ordinance,
okay.
which strikes me as underneath the defense of sanctuary.
Okay.
And then the same, I had a similar concern about immigration and services, which is I keep hearing from people about problems with language access and probationary officers and justice system.
Okay.
So I was concerned about that. Yeah, I'm like, if this doesn't appropriate to put up there, that's fine. These are
things that you're concerned about. We're just kind of trying to get your list to make sure that we hit those points and have a discussion. Okay. So the language access, but you're talking about relative to the
within juvenile justice and
juvenile
probation.
Justice. Okay.
And handling complaints. That's
okay.
part of handling.
Okay. So if we just say the language access, compliance and issues. Yes, Commissioner.
Yes. I guess my questions are just more broader. One is just I want to have a clear understanding of expectations. As a new member who I feel I'm still in a learning mode and I want to be able to add value, so just have some clear understanding and expectations as it relates to accomplishing issues related to the strategic plan.
Mm-hmm.
I also like to have a clear understanding on messaging and communication as it relates to our role and how that can be leveraged in the context of an environment that I think is really...
Messaging and communications.
In an increasing political environment, I feel is going to really... It may affect in terms of how immigrants are perceived because of what's happening at the national scale, and I think immigration is going to be a big issue in the national debate, and I want us to be preemptive at least in our community to really begin to fight back, I think, a lot of the negative xenophobia that's going to come out of the national debate. So I think there's some key things we can do as a community to counter that. So.
Okay.
Commissioner Moses.
Yeah, I was at the inauguration ceremony on Sunday, and I was so happy to hear the mayor's vision, especially about the immigrants. Also, too, I was at Rose McCarrany, the new sheriff, who talk about mental health in the jail. And I really love us to take some active role reaching out to the big immigrants in the jail system. Because I used to work there. Sometimes the way that the immigrants are being treated because of the language barrier, because of their mental health, was not too favorable. But just to hear the new sheriff saying that, you know, he is open to that, I think it would be a good idea. We can take some active role. And especially when he's new, maybe we need to invite him to our future meeting to come and tell us his vision.
Yeah, I like that. I think it might be a separate issue to actually have the sheriff come and talk to us.
So that would be treatment of incarcerated immigrants.
Yes.
Okay, and building relationship with new sheriff.
Commissioner Maldonado.
We have some... because we already have established some objectives, and, you know, in terms of the policies that we are going to be following,
mm-hmm.
I think some of these ideas fit under some of these categories. So it's just, you know, I just hope that at the end of the day we do have not too many, but just a few that we can accomplish. But also that this year, and I don't know where it falls, that this year we can be the supervisors or any other body of the city and county of San Francisco, they should know about us.
Mm-hmm.
In order for them to either call or see how when they need the support, ask what is, you know, what is our take on this or that. I think that's a role that we can play.
Mm-hmm.
I have the feeling that sometimes we all want to do too much, and there are some things that the CBOs and the people at the base are doing, so what we have to do is support that rather than try to do it ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And just concentrate on making sure that the city and county of San Francisco keeps true to the language access laws, keeps true to the sanctuary laws, and that it keeps true to the to the type of thinking that made all this evolution and grow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you know, on a very progressive stand.
Mm-hmm.
In the country.
Okay.
And if we can just do that and accomplish some of the goals, I think we're going to be fine.
And you know, I think fundamentally all them are ones we protect and we're terrified of using them. But one of the things, like, you know, I always say, like, we have an immigration problem, we also have a public relations problem, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think as an immigrant, and which kind of leans towards what we're trying to do, recognizing immigrants, like, so you take, you know, Gascon, you know, what an incredible story. You know, 13 years of age, Cuba, didn't speak English, drop out. Mm-hmm. At school, couldn't speak English thing, and now is a DA of this, you know, town. Mm-hmm. So to highlight our leaders as the people that you're kind of, we're trying to protect here, the future leaders and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the reasons why we have Sanctuary City. These are the reasons why we stand behind our immigrant population. Because here are the success stories, and they are the future for this country. So that kind of ties into all. I'm really big into the public relations to get the word out, you know, this demonization, to counter this demonization, this whole immigrant issue, you know.
Okay, so commissioners, let me just summarize what was just said so that we don't lose track of it. So, Commissioner, are you saying that really we want to really have clarity on the commission's impact, its influence, and its positioning?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because earlier Commissioner Paz talked about being clear on the message that comes out of this commission, and then that would go hand in hand with that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's get that down, Danielle, the clarity on the impact, influence, and positioning of the commission and its role.
Yes.
Okay. Good. And then Commissioner Paz?
Yeah, no, just adding, I really agree with what was just previously said. And one of the things I think that we can frame it is why the fact that San Francisco has an Immigrant Rights Commission, has an Office of Civic Engagement and Immigrant Affairs, because we're a city of values. And those are, you know, those are kind of messaging I think that we need to reach out, even in our own community, because even the sanctuary policy has become controversial in the last 2 years. It's been, you know, we've had to defend it, and, you know, and I think there's a lot of folks who are in San Francisco now are on the fence. And I think we have to re-engage people at a community level and talk about why San Francisco, one of the reasons it's such a great city, because it's a city of values, and it's value-driven. In terms of how it protects those that that don't have the power to protect themselves. And I think that's the kind of thing that we can really add, and then tie it to, I think, what Commissioner Cole is interested in, then we can be more successful in the policy arena.
Because
I think it's back to the PR, we'll be much more successful in passing the policy initiative process once we kind of build that foundation.
Right.
I think Commissioner Fuentes first, and then
Yes, this is very it's tied to those, whatever you are saying right now, but what I'm going to tell you, I think that this year we have an opportunity to promote the commission, and maybe we can go into our communities and start talking more about the commission, about what we do. Last year I have an experience that I did a presentation at the end of the year at City College on Bartlett Street, and I was supposed to be talking about labor, and I was in the labor studies class, and I mentioned that I was a commissioner, and believe me, they didn't care about the labor part. Everybody, all the students, they were asking me about the Human Rights Commission because they didn't know about it. They were asking me what we do, how we are formed, and all that kind of stuff. So I think that we need to promote the commission in all the communities, in all the communities.
I just have a couple of things I hope we would come up with by the end of the day. One is a way that we could meet quickly if needed. When you talk about the Board of Supervisors, they act on immigrant issues that we should act on.
Yes.
Because they meet every week. and we don't meet every week, but sometimes there are crucial issues I think we should have a way to meet. And my other concern is that I would hope we would come up with some way to learn about changes in immigration, because there are changes happening. The family law is changing so that people don't have to wait 3 years wherever they came from to get back in. The focus on people with criminal records, whatever that means, rather than deporting and picking up other people. And the backlash from that is that now the ICE officers are mad. They don't want to go in the training to learn how to do that. I thought that was rather appalling. And now we're faced also with the thing last month about the recall of the DREAM Act, and if that gets on the ballot.
On state level.
On the state level, yes.
Mm-hmm. It's gone already.
What?
It's gone, didn't pass. It fell short 57,000 votes.
The recall bill?
I thought that May was the deadline.
No, that was like a couple of days ago, like last week.
They didn't have enough votes to
qualify. They didn't have enough votes. They were short 57,000 signatures. They have 57,000 signatures.
Good, good.
So, commissioners.
But I just want some vehicle so that we can learn about these things.
Yeah.
I don't think we have to go into all of them today, but those are just examples of. You should have some way to be informed.
Okay, we hear you, Commissioner, because we know you've said this before. So some sort of protocols and mechanism to respond more quickly, to anticipate issues and respond more quickly when there is an urgent issue. Would that capture what you're trying to say? Okay, so remember, commissioners, right now the question was, what do you want to accomplish out of today's session? We will get into the meat of things a little bit later. So they were just really the bigger things, and it sounds like, you know, clarity on what you're going to be focused on policy-wise. We'd like to see what activities you want to spend your precious time pursuing this next year or next 2 years. What issues are most important to the commission, how we're going to build the community's voice, and how we're also going to leverage the commission's voice and influence. Does that summarize pretty much what was said? And we'll get into the details a little bit later. So I don't want to keep our presenters waiting anymore. We're really honored and privileged. Come on up, you guys, to have Annette Wong and Maria Rogers Pasquale from the San Francisco Immigrant Legal and Education Network, SF Island, here to give us an overview of the immigrant integration project in San Francisco. And this is going to be really key to a lot of the work that the commission will be doing over the next year or two. Talk about framing, you know, the issues and where we want to go next with it. And with that, I'll just turn it over to I guess they're getting started. So, Annette, do you want to just give a little bit of introduction about SF Island?
We have a little bit of a PowerPoint for you. So,
they're going to be presenting. After you present, would you like to come to the table? And then I think that was the that they're going to present their information first and then come to the table and dialogue with you.
Yeah,
and answer any questions that you have.
Thank you.